Hi, everybody. It's Bill, and wanted to welcome you to our latest For What It's Worth. It's been a while since we've done this, and let me explain briefly why. Well, if you look around me, you see this updated set. That's why it's been a while. We had to make some adjustments in how our studio was set up and where it was set up and all these kinds of things, and so everything had to be moved and had to be set up again. So I think it's all for the better. It's just put a little crimp in our ability to be more consistent with these, but hopefully we're going to be able to improve on that in the near future. Well, what I wanted to talk about today is this ongoing investigation, the Russian thing, the whole Mueller investigation and all the different intrigue that's surrounding all the different things that supposedly happened before the election, during the election, and after the election, the firing of Comey. It goes on and on and on and on. And it's just every day it seems that there's some new development, and just when you think things are going to break and bust wide open, then there's silence, it seems. But there's this continual chatter about what's going on behind the scenes. God only knows what's going on behind the scenes. But just recently, of course, the deputy director of the FBI was fired, and it's being said by one side that this is evidence that there was some kind of illegal activity and he got caught, and some people say that it's Trump just trying to obstruct justice. And again, I'm not going to be here to be advocate for one side or the other. I'm just thinking in these terms. It seems to me the nation is, it's at a place that, well, here's how I see it in my mind. It's a house of cards, and all that needs to happen is a mighty finger go in and push one of those cards, and the whole thing implodes. I'll put it to you this way. It seems to me that this nation is being shaken to its very core. You know, alongside of all the political intrigue, you've got the Me Too movement and all that, the doing with Hollywood and all the different accusations that have been flying around there, and that spilled over into the news media, people that were, you know, household names, accused of this, that, and the other, and it even got into the political realm. So there's all these different institutions, agencies, things that people have revered, things that people have trusted, things that people have respected. All these different things are being shaken, and I don't think that's an accident. I think that that's exactly what's happening. We're being shaken to demonstrate that the things that we have placed our confidence in aren't really worthy of our confidence. Not when they have become corrupt. And so as these things develop, we're once again reminded that a nation divided against itself cannot stand. And I can't think of any time in my life where the nation has been more divided. I think, and some people have argued this, you'd have to go back to the days of the Civil War to find a time in America's history where we have been so divided as we are today. I mean, it's coming to blows. There are people who are wishing death on those that disagree with them about different issues. That's how divided we are. So again, Messiah is the one who revealed this universal law, this eternal law, a house divided against itself cannot stand, and the U.S. is not exempt from that law. So if the nation is being shaken, I don't really think it's the Republicans or the Democrats or the progressives or the conservatives who's in control of all this. I don't really think it's Wall Street or Hollywood or any of those people. I don't think they're really the ones that are making all this happen. I think the Creator is shaking this nation. I think he's shaking all nations. Maybe we notice it here a lot more because most of you watching this live here. But he's shaking all nations. That is something that he promised that he was going to do in Haggai 2. He says, I will shake all nations. I will shake heaven and earth. The writer of Hebrews in chapter 12 picked up on that theme. He talked about how that he said, yet once more, I will shake heaven and earth. And the writer of Hebrews tells us the reason he does that is because, well, to paraphrase, the things that aren't worthy of standing are going to be removed. But why? In order to reveal those things that are worthy of standing. So I think that that's what's going on. Perhaps we're in the embryonic stages, but I do believe that's what is happening. And I believe it's connected to something that we read in Psalm chapter 2. And I want to read that for you. Verse 1 says, "Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, 'Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us.'" All right, that says to me that groups like the ACLU or Planned Parenthood or the Freedom From Religion Foundation, their problem isn't really with people who actually believe the Bible as much as it is the one who authored the Bible. Because you see, the Bible, the instructions of God, represent boundaries. It represents, there are rules. And if you want to call them bonds or if you want to call them cords, so be it. Now, some people have argued that the Torah, for instance, it brings us into bondage. It brings death. Well, in reality, the only bondage the Torah brings about is an intended bondage, and that is to bring the evil inclination of man into subjection to what God said. And in other words, God's instructions are life. They ensure life. They enhance life, not impede life. The only thing they impede is the evil inclination within mankind. And so there are groups and people today that they don't want any rules. They don't want any impediments. They don't want these bonds. They don't want these cords. They want their evil inclination to be, well, to be able to break free and do whatever they want to do. And corruption that we see on the street, the things that are manifest to us, is just the tip of the iceberg. And what's underneath the surface, I believe, is what's going on in Washington, in New York, in state capitals, in Hollywood, and all these different things that we see, there's this unsettling. So Psalm 102 says, or continues to say, "He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then He shall speak to them in His wrath and distress them in His deep displeasure and say, 'Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion.'" In other words, what that seems to say is that the nations, the rulers of these nations, are coming against God and against His Messiah, the King who's to rule and to reign from Jerusalem. They don't want that to happen. And if they don't recognize that's really what they're at war with, the adversary, the one who influences them, he certainly understands that. And so the Lord continues and He says this, "I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, 'You are my son,'" speaking of the Messiah, "'today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession.'" And here's the verse I wanted to lead up to and emphasize. "You shall break them with a rod of iron." My point is, a lot of the things that we see going on right now, I believe it's part of the Messiah breaking the nations, breaking down those things that stand in opposition to His word, to His kingdom, to His rule, and to His reign. You know, as Israel's preparing to leave Egypt under the leadership of Moses, something had to happen, and that is that Egypt had to be broken. More importantly, the gods of Egypt had to be broken in the sight of not only the Egyptians, but in the sight of Israel as well. Because a lot of those Israelites, because they were familiar with them, believed in the gods of Egypt. They had put their trust in these things. They had put their confidence in these things. They looked to these things to lead and to guide them. God had to break those things. All right, so relating it to our situation, there are agencies that we have looked to, trusted, placed confidence in, respected, that apparently have become corrupt, so corrupt that it's become necessary for things to be broken. Mainly our confidence in these things, our giving honor to things that have become dishonorable. In other words, I believe that the Creator is in the process of revealing the inconsistencies and the uncertainties that are inherent in those things that we placed our confidence and trust in, to the point that we don't look to Him, we look to them. So the one who holds the rod of authority, the one who is given the kingship, I believe, anyway, he's already breaking and he's already shaking the nations. And according to what we just read in Psalm 2, this is part of the process whereby it eventually leads to this, that the King, the Messiah, sits upon the holy hill of Zion, which now leads me to this. In the midst of all this upheaval and the political intrigue and all the goings on in Washington and all the accusations that are flying about, in the midst of all this, I find it fascinating that the Trump administration made the decision to first acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That was big enough. But then to say that they intend to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem by May 14th of 2018 in celebration of Israel's 70th year as a modern state. Now, to me, I don't think that's an accident, that in the midst of all the political chaos, something so key, something so important is happening as it relates to Jerusalem, as it relates to Israel, as it relates to eventually what's going to happen, because the King will sit upon the throne and rule from Zion, and all nations will have to acknowledge it. Now, the weeks, the months, maybe the years ahead, I believe are going to be very dramatic in terms of the ongoing political upheavals. Who knows what's going to happen, especially when you consider that we have midterm elections coming up in November. I don't think anybody knows for certain what's going to happen. A lot of people think that power is going to be flip-flopped now. A lot of people think if that happens, that Trump's in trouble, that he might be impeached. I don't know. I will say this, that if, and I want to underscore that word if, and let me do it one more time, if Trump is God's man for this time, and if God has placed him there to do certain things, and those things are incomplete, then those that would oppose him are going to find themselves on very shaky ground. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the next few weeks and months. I would also add that if, as a believer, we really think that this nation was given a reprieve, if we really think we were given another chance, well, I'll leave you with this question. Have we made the most of that opportunity? In other words, after the election, did we just go back and think, well, things are going to be okay now and just relax? Have we taken advantage of the opportunity that we believe God has given us with a reprieve? I mean, there's some very encouraging things coming out of this administration. I just mentioned one, moving the embassy to Jerusalem. I think that's a fantastic move, something that should have happened a long time ago. But are there other things that are supposed to come out of this administration that might never happen if we, as God's people, have not taken advantage of the window of opportunity that He's given us to pray, to turn to Him in repentance and humility, that He, if it's His will, put this nation on better footing? We'll have to see. But I am convinced that we are feeling a shaking. And that shaking is intended to remove things out of the way that aren't supposed to stand. But why? Not just for destruction's sake, but by removing those things that are not worthy of standing, He reveals those things that are worthy to stand, and that's where you and I need to be found. When everything is said and done and all the dust settles, you and I need to be standing, not in the power of our own might, but in His power, in His might, being guided by His Spirit. We'll see what happens. It's going to get interesting. Well, anyway, that's my two cents for what it's worth. See you next time.